You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media. Support comes from Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal du Dimanche held every Sunday from 1 to 4. Upcoming performers include Goldman Thibodeau, Bradley Venable and Kickback, Leroy Thomas and the Zydeco Roadrunners, Cajun Heat Band, and Curly Taylor. More on upcoming performers, special events, and guided tours at vermilionville.org.
Hi, this is Bill from the Dirty Rice Show, inviting you to join us each Saturday night from 8:30 to 10 p.m. right here on KRBS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Might be superstition, but some kind of something going on down there.
Louisiana women think it's all fine. Louisiana women wanna bump and grind. Take her to the river, just you and me. Take her to the river, and you should see. Louisiana women think it's all fine. All they wanna do, just bump and grind. To the river, just you and me. Take her to the river, and you shall see. Louisiana women think that's all fine. All they wanna do, just bump and grind.
Oh yeah!
Willis Brudem. That's went out for Zydeco Mike. Right here, Zydeco Mike, it was good to hear from you. Come by and visit with us this coming Sunday at Vermilionville. We'd love to see you there.
Oh, shucks. I can feel it. There's going to be a good number right there. I feel it all down in my shoe. They say, how you land that shot? Now listen up.
Well, I'm going back home, where I belong. Well, I'm going back home, where I belong. I don't wanna be away, away from my home. I don't wanna be away, away from my home. Attention.
control my future. The boogie's got me under control. The boogie got me. Woo! Woo! Sure. Woo! Woo! I just can't control my feet today.
Back to back with something by Cora Ledee, and we're going to continue with something One Step at a Time for Cindy LaBootka, going out for you, Clifton Chenier, on his Boogaloosa Boogie CD. Here is Clifton Chenier, One Step at a Time, Un Pas à la Fois. Sometimes we do have to take that one step at a time. in order to get where we're going. You've been listening to Zydeco Sans LA with JB sitting in the chair since 8 o'clock this morning. Your host will do it until 12 noon. So just stay tuned right here, 88.7 FM. And we have special guests in the studio. So just stay tuned. Don't you dare go anyplace.
Louisiana, Hathaway, Louisiana.
Thomas, Hathaway Two-Step. It is 20 past 10 o'clock on this beautiful Saturday morning. And, of course, you're listening to KRVS and Zydeco Sampas LA. And we got some special guests in the studio here. We'll be talking to them in just a couple of minutes. We got Goldman Thibodeau, Zydeco Joe, and his bass guitar, man. And so we just stay tuned right here. I'll give them the signal here in a minute here. And they don't know. I'm going to put them directly on the air. If they don't know that they're on the air. Really and truly, they didn't really realize that they were on the air, by the way. And so they're going to put their headphones on, and so I can talk to them a little bit while they're doing that. Zydeco Joe, good morning to you. Joe? Yes, you guys are on the air, by
I
the
think
way.
That it's
they don't know that they're on the air. All right, we'll come back to them in a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play something right now. In the meantime, Leon Sam. Let's go to them anyway. Get close to the mic there, Mr. Thibodeau, and all of you. We had y'all directly on the air now while you were practicing. Y'all were warming up. Zydeco Joe and Goldman and the rest of you. So you were directly on the air. So good morning to you.
Yeah. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Okay.
Good morning. So all of you can hear me?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. Good.
Yeah,
good.
It's coming in good and clear. And only we, I hope you, well, we was on the air. We didn't know that, but I hope we done okay. I think we done pretty good.
Well, yeah, you did wonderful. You did excellent in that, so there's no question about it. I told you that from the very beginning.
Thank you.
If I would go right on in, y'all had y'all back turned to me, and y'all were in it, and I did that, and nobody actually noticed that I did. You guys were on the air.
Okay, and something I want to say, John, from the bottom of my heart.
What's that?
I thank you, each and every one, to have me and Joe Courtney up here, and also, I can't leave Therese out.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it. And it meant a hell of a lot to all of us.
Well, let me tell you, Goldman, it's our honor to have you in the studio. I thought you had already been visiting with us. We had visited with us before, but you know what? This is look, Joe. You got a little button at the bottom right there. You got to see the little button at the bottom. Turn it up. Turn it up. Turn the little button up there. You got it now. That old man from the country. Can't even know how to operate any of this thing. The new operating gadget, he can't operate it.
Go ahead and do your thing. Don't worry about me.
Look, there's a little gray button right at the bottom.
Yeah, I done did that.
You got it?
Yeah, I done did that.
Now, you okay? You okay?
No, not quite.
You're not quite? Well, I'm going to have to go up there and fix you up in a little bit. Let's just stay right there. But anyway, Goldman,
okay.
He interrupted us. But it's our pleasure to have you in the studio. And we're going to get back to you. And we're going to let you play something. Grab your accordion right now. And we're going to play. And then we're going to talk later on. Grab your accordion. And your accordion. And you're going to play something. Now, what is it that you're going to play?
I'd like to go back, way back.
Uh-huh.
We just played that song. I don't know if we should go back to it. I could go to something else right off.
We'll go to something else.
Okay.
Whatever you want.
Okay.
You're the man.
I'm going to go with the Eunice Two-Step.
The Eunice Two-Step.
Yes, sir.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Goldman Thibodeau and his entire band.
Oh,
Very good there, Goldman. And Goldman Thibodeau, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who just tuned in, we have him live in the studio and playing his accordion with his rub board man, Zydeco Joe. And the young lady on the guitar, again, I can't remember her name, by the way.
Courtney Fuller.
Ms. Fuller is on the. What do you call it? What kind of guitar is that?
It's an acoustic guitar, and I play rhythm.
Oh, rhythm. Okay. All right. Now, how long have you been with Goldman?
I've been with Mr. Goldman for close to 12 years now. I joined shortly before Mr. Calvin Carrier passed away. It was one of the greatest honors of my life was getting to play when Mr. Calvin was also in the band.
Yeah, well, good. And, of course, you got a great musician right here that you were able to just flow right in it, and that was with Goldman Thibodeau here.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. It's all been a great honor to even be associated.
And of course, Joe has been around for quite a while, and he's played the music of Zydeco for a long time, and he played in another band. And that's no stranger to music, right, Joe?
Not at all. Started back in 1946.
1946, Joe. Good gracious, man.
The band started in 1946.
What is the name of that band?
That was the Carrier brother.
Oh.
Yeah, that was Eras Carrier and Calvin, his son. Uh-huh. Eras would play the accordion, and Calvin would play fiddle. Uh-huh. No, I'm taking that back. Eras's daddy would play the accordion, Bebe. Calvin uncle, which was his daddy brother, played a fiddle, and the sister would play the drum, and Calvin would play rhythm.
So that was a whole family thing.
Yeah, family band.
There was a whole family band.
And that's why they named the name of the Lawtail Playboy, 1946.
Uh-huh. Oh, so now you've been playing ever since that 1946. Is that what you've been playing?
No.
Well, how long have you been playing?
When I started, mostly, John, when I started out with my brother-in-law, lost his life. I was 15 years old playing house dancing. That was the washboard, not the one like what Joe got, and triangle. Some particular tune he'd play, he'd tell me, you switch to the triangle. Mm-hmm. Particular tune, he'd say, well, the washboard.
Yeah, okay.
And we'd play that. It was way back in the time of the boogies.
Let me come back to you. We got to take a break right here.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
That's good.
So stay tuned. Don't you dare go anyplace.
Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Support for KRVS comes from Blue Moon Saloon, this weekend hosting the second annual Bluesberry Festival, which includes Louisiana blueberry food samplings, cocktails, a costume contest, and more. Details on this weekend's Bluesberry Festival can be found online at bluemoonpresents.com.
Daddy Cecil here. For 2 hours of word sound power, Rasta Reggae Radio, it's Jamon. Jamon, Sunday nights, 9 to 11 p.m. Rebroadcast Saturday mornings, 1 to 3 a.m. here on KRVS.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, and we're back in the studios of KRVS. And we just want to, we were talking to Goldman Thibodeau, and when he got started playing the Zydeco on La-La, actually the La-La is what you're playing now, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
La-La, I was told, John, I don't know, but a number of people since in the time of Eras Carrier, Bebe Carrier, they're way back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the name, this particular area around Lawtail, name it, the name, they inherit the name of the La-La music.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And so, going back again, also, I played with him. Calvin was a great, great loss to us. When Calvin passed away, Calvin had a long battle. He was ill.
Yes.
And I'll never forget what Calvin, he was in a hospital in intensive care, not doing good. I'd go see him every day, every other day.
Yes.
And he was critical. He told me this. He said, well, he said, I'm tired fighting this thing. He said, I'm giving up. He says, it's time for me to go. He said, I'm not trying no more, he said.
Yeah, well, long battle. Yeah, come,
but he said, I want to ask you something. He said, you'll do it. I said, Calvin, if it's something I can't do, I said, tell me. I said, I'd love to do it. He said, I want you to keep the name of the Lotel Playball long as you feel you can keep it and perform. And if you happen that you can't, or I'd like for you to pass it away to some of the member of the family. Me and Calvin, and Calvin's dad and my wife, Caria, was they were first cousins.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay. Okay.
And that's as the day, John.
And you continued the tradition.
And long as, thank the good all Almighty, my health, at my age, if I can't play, God wouldn't like it. I'm doing good. I'm doing good, John.
You're doing well.
Yes.
You know, it's an honor to have you in the studio because as people listen to you all over the world, you know that we're heard throughout the world. And so as people listen to you, you can speak in French if you want to, because I can understand. We may not be able to communicate exactly in French, but if you want to say something in French, because we have a friend over there all the way in France, Monsieur Alain,
okay,
who listens to us every Saturday morning.
Cool.
And he might just call, every now and then he might just call and say, hey, comment ça va là-bas? And he will just call and talk to us a little bit and just tell us that he's listening. So we got people listening in Australia. They got Daryl and Jane Green over there all the way down in Australia down here and listen to us.
So people
all over the world are listening to it as we speak right now. And the reason, ladies and gentlemen, that we have, not only because Mr. Thibodeau is going to be honored on June the 10th as the Creole legend of this area, but because of the talent that he has and the history behind Mr. Thibodeau, and because of the fact is that he has learned, or not learned, but at least to continue to preserve the traditional Lala and Zydeco music, that's one of the reasons why we have him here in the studio. And we want to continue to be able to have him as guests, as many guests as him, who will continue to want to preserve the music of Zydeco and Lala. And we need to continue to do that. And I'm going to ask you all, we're going to take a little break, and then what we're going to do, we're going to come back, and I want you all to play something after this selection that I'm going to play by Leon Sam. I'm going to play something by Leon Sam, and then I'm going to come back to you, and then we're going to ask you all to play something.
That'd be good.
We got somebody that's coming in here.
Good.
That's going to be joining you all in a little bit.
That's great.
So... look at Therese. Therese said, oh, man. Mais ça, c'est quelque chose. Ça, c'est trop.
Ça, c'est trop ketchup. Trop d'affaires.
We'll be right back with Goldman and the gang. I call him the gang. We'll be right back.
That's good. We'll be right back.
Lena, Lena. Has anybody seen her? Jalapena Lena. She's a high stepper. She's a hot pepper. You know, late last night, she got uptight. We almost had a fight. Now she's out of sight. Has anybody seen her? Jalapena Lena. Yeah, toi.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go live in the studios of KRVS, in the recording studio, actually, in the interviewing studio. We have in the studio Goldman Thibodeau, we have Zydeco Joe, and I can't ever remember her name again.
My name is Courtney Fuller.
Courtney Fuller. And then we have Lil Wayne Singleton.
That's
Lil
me.
Wayne and the same old two-step in the studio. Where's your accordion?
Well, this is the situation. I brought my accordions, but I think Zydeco Joe and Goldman planned that. I brought an A and a C, and it just so happened they brought a B flat.
What's the difference between?
I think they planned that.
Well, how is that the B flat and the C?
Well,
and
it's
the
different
D?
Keys. If I start playing with them, I'm gonna throw them completely off.
Hey, John.
Hey.
That's Teresa played that.
Oh, really?
Now, Zydeco Joe and Goldman know they're too old to be doing things like that.
well, what we're going to do but is that I'm going to let them play.
That's it.
And then what you're going to do is that you're going to play for Goldman with yours, and he's just going to sit and listen.
All right.
They're going to follow you with the musicians.
Uh-huh.
And Ms. Fuller and Zydeco Joe is going to follow you. They're going to accompany you. And they're gonna back you up. And Goldman's just going to listen because you're going to be doing a tribute to him.
That'll work.
Now, Mr. Thibodeau.
Okay.
You were playing something earlier in the studio, something about the hobo.
Okay. This was not recording. My brother-in-law, he played his tune. That was his favorite song. And Paul Hobo.
Okay. All right. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's get it. Very good. Now, Mr. Thibodeau, you have never recorded this before?
No, I never did record it. We're working on something, and hopefully that it'll be done.
Wow. So this is the first time you played it on the air?
First time. Probably I shouldn't have played it.
No, because it's an honor to have something played for the first time on the air. Now, You had it in your mind, or what is it? Now, where did you get this from, though?
Well, you see, I love to work in the garden. I always peddling outside, seeing about the sheep doing this, doing that, and I love to whistle and sing.
Wow.
And I thought about him, he came to my mind. My brother-in-law.
C'est un souffleur.
Yeah, un souffleur de chanter. Et mon beau-frère, il jouait ça, c'était sa meilleure chanson, ça.
Oui.
Yeah, sa meilleure chanson, il aimait ses jouets, ça, si tant. Et là, j'ai pris un jonglet, passant, a jamais recordé, salué, way back, il n'a pas recordé de musique, et pas rien, ça, tout était perdu, ça. Uh-huh. A fait, j'ai jonglé, moi, je vais le faire, mais moi, souhaite tout le groupe dans notre band, on va me back up, et je vais le faire, mais dans l'honneur pour lui, mon beau-frère.
Oui. Ah, I tell you what, I got some chills running because the first time hearing something like this, and then you play it on the air, and it's an honor to have you on our program, on our studio, the radio station here, to have you as such a a historical figure, because when you play this music and you say that it comes back from the time that your memory, you were in the garden, dans le jardin, and you were working all of, doggone it, this is something else. Wayne, what do you think of all of this?
Man, I'm just trying to take as much in as possible. Man, it's very seldom now that the younger musicians will come and actually sit down and listen to something like this because, and my philosophy is this, most guys that's starting now, they're doing it for the fame and the dollar and not from the heart and for the heritage, man. And, you know, that's some deep stuff right there. You're not truly an accordion player or zydeco or Creole artist until you done came and sat down with people like Goldman and just listen at this stuff, man.
That's why we wanted to have him in the studio and here so we can actually
at least share with him. And one thing I'd like to say on the air, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank Joe to sit with me and giving me the support. And next for me, Courtney. And also, I want to thank Lil Wayne to come. It meant a heck of a lot to me. Lil Wayne, bien merci. Tout vous autres, à toi, Joe, citizen, d'être là, et d'être ici, Courtney Fowler, et en associé avec personne d'autre, plus de M. John Broussard, mon bon ami. On a moqué Melvin, mais il va connaître la nouvelle quand même.
Oh oui.
Toi et tout quelqu'un qui est au RVF, tout quelqu'un, on ne va jamais vous oublier pour ça, John. On apprécie ça beaucoup. Et Charles, je peux dire, si pas pédé ça de la bouche, je peux dire ça direct de mon cœur, Charles.
Well, I appreciate that, and the reason why Melvin is not here today is because, he lost a brother. And so he was going to try to come just a little while, just visit with us a little while. And of course, our condolence goes out to he and his family, and there were only three of them, and one of them passed away Thursday night.
Well, John, I know it only Melvin and one brother, it live in Lake Charles.
That's Alfred, and then you had Alphine.
But
which is that? That's the one who passed away. His name is Alphine.
He passed away
Thursday night.
He lived
in California, I believe, for quite a long time.
Oh boy!
And then he came back home, and he became ill. Of course, I think there was kind of lingering stuff that had been in his system for a while.
Oh boy!
We're gonna be back with Goldman and Lil Wayne and the entire crew here right after this and this here, and we'll be. Let's listen to Zydeco Joe right now.
Baby, about a little short man, live on the Brobridge Highway, a mile from Roger Club, milk dairy farmer, he worked hard on his life, but on Friday night, didn't know how to dance. She didn't like the Zydeco. Papa Jack said, baby, I got to step out now. I work hard all the week. I got to step out. I want to get some dance. I want to drink my whiskey. I'm sorry, woman. You're a good wife, baby, but you don't like to do the thing I like to do. So I'm going out there, baby. I'm gonna be back later. Yeah. Papa Jack go to the dance. Soon he hit the door. Everybody holler. Papa Jack is in the house. He was a little short man, but he loved to dance with them long leggy woman. Papa Jack is in the house, y'all. He look around. He see this long, tall woman. He said, come y'all, baby. Will you dance with me? That woman said, Papa Jack, I love you. Come y'all, baby, let's do this two-step. Let me put my arms around you, baby. You know what Papa Jack said? A momo limsa, child. Momo limsa. Momo lim two-step of it, toi. A momo limsa, child. Sape little la nuit. Momo limsa, child. Look at y'all. Go, Papa Jack. 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 Nah. You got it, Papa Jack. Go, Papa Jack. Momo lem Sasha. Go, Papa Jack. All right. We'll be right back.
Okay, we're about to go to a break right now, so stay tuned right here, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be back with Goldman, Lil Wayne, and the entire crew here is going to be back to you in a little bit, so stay tuned right here on KRVS 88.7 FM. We'll be right back.